Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the complete revelation of everything that will come at the white throne judgment. Oh, listen closely today.
Foundation for the Bible says.
Now, the total destruction of Nineveh is told through the prophet Nahum. The future destruction of the tribulation is told in Revelation chapter 14, verses 18 through 20, where the blood flows to the horse's bridle. In Revelation 19, 11 through 21, where Jesus comes, the heavens are rolled back as a scroll. Revelation 20, 14, 15, where they're cast into the eternal lake of fire. We need to look at the present warning for the local church that judgment begins at the house of God. We must not depend on others as a watchman. God has called all of us to be watchmen in that respect. See, I can only do as John the Baptist and warn you of the wrath to come. Presently, if there's no repentance, expect judgment to come. If there's no repentance. In Nineveh, the skirt is on their face. They paraded the women out in captivity that way, when they were taking them from Nineveh after they had defeated the city. Just think, in judgment, when the morality of men's hearts are fully revealed, as the books are open and read, detailing the thoughts, intents of the hearts, as well as the life of sin and iniquity. When the citizens of religion of a nation becomes depraved and debauched, all will soon be revealed. Her skirts are upon her face, and kingdoms and nations see the shame of her nakedness. We will see it as though the most advanced in technology and creature comforts to be at best tribal morals of animals, and the lowest ebbs of society being accepted as normal. Then, my friend, the world sees the shame of our nakedness in our local churches, as they have no inkling of righteousness and true holiness. No one will be at the white throne will be able to hold their head up proudly. However, because everyone at the white throne, that is, everyone that's without Christ, goes to that white throne judgment. But they may look at you, they may look at me. When we consider Ezekiel 33:8-9, when I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die, if thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at thine hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Loss of reward and saved soul by fire. Remember Jesus telling the disciples as he sent them out, whosoever shall give a cup of cold water. Now, cold water then, they had to walk out to a well, lower the thing, dip water out, and carry it back. It wasn't an easy task. But they give a cup of cold water to a disciple, and the name of the disciple shall not lose his reward. That tells us reward can be lost, and a saved person can be saved, but so as by fire. It is abundantly clear that there is no deceit, and all will be revealed in judgment. nothing hidden at all. So 1 John 2:28 says, "And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him that is coming." That is why it is so very important that you and I bring the saving gospel to the lost and dying world. By free will, they accept it or they reject it. But our will and our job, because it's the will of God, is to take it to them. And my friend, you've been warned ahead of time of these coming days. But also, you and I have responsibility to take the gospel to a lost and dying world. Now, my friend, I would encourage you to, if you've been following these messages on Nahum chapter 3, verses 4 and 5 these last couple days, and really probably a couple weeks now, but if you've been following these messages, I want to encourage you to go back to our website. Our announcer will give you our website. I gave you one beginning of this, but go back to our website and re-listen to these sermons. Get others to listen to them. Even if it means you sitting down with them and listening to them again. Go to your preacher and let them know you're concerned about revival. Let them know you're concerned about revival in our country, in your own community, in our own church. Let them know you want to pray. Have prayer meetings. Have a separate night where you just meet together and pray for revival. Not a time for food and meals and things like it. Just time to pray. Pour out your heart to God. Repentance and revival. While your preacher's preaching the sermon, be in your seat, listening and yet praying silently. For example, except you repent, you shall likewise perish. Preacher says that verse and you're sitting in your pew, you can silently pray, "Oh, yes, Lord, if there's somebody in here that's not saved, may they see that they're a sinner and they need to repent and believe the gospel." You see, we need to pray. We need to repent. We need to turn to righteousness. We need to stand in our homes. We need to stand in our community. We need to stand and be a light for the Lord, because it is never wasted, because in eternity, what you want to hear is, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Will you be that person? I'm going to pray right now, and the prayer I'm praying is to ask the Lord to bring revival. I'm asking God to do a special work in our local churches. And if these messages here on verses 4 and 5 have touched your heart, would you just email us and let us know, and or send us a letter or something of that nature? You can email us through the website that our announcer gives you, or you can write us at the address he gives. But I just want to pray, and I hope this is your heart, and just let us know if it is. Precious Heavenly Father, and you are precious, but Lord, we're such an unworthy people. Even as saved people, we've dropped the ball. Preachers, as myself, need to pick up the ball and do right, repent. We need to be the holy men of God that we ought to be. Help our people to be a holy people, to get standards back in their life, to get standards that are biblically based, biblically principled. To be separated from this world, but separated unto God, a light unto this world, not reveling in the darkness of this world. God, begin revival in our local churches. Give us strong preaching and the power of the Holy Ghost moving through the preaching of your word to stir the hearts of your people to a commitment that is as strong as marriage to the commitments that you want them to make. Forgive us. Forgive me. Cleanse us. Cleanse me. Because we know the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all unrighteousness. Lord, we need you. And I pray that there'll be people out there that'll join me in praying daily for revival throughout the rest of this year. In Jesus Christ's name. Amen. My friend, if you'll just pray for revival in your church and be willing to be an instrument of God to be used for revival in your local church, write us, let us know. I'm not asking for money. Just write us, email us, or write us and let us know. And let your pastor know. Let the pastor. I always start my program when I start a new section with, "This is your radio pastor." By that, I only mean by pastor, one who feeds. I am not your pastor of your local church. I'm just one who feeds you the Word of God. And so, your pastor of the local church is the main one. And be in a church that preaches the Word. Well, I want to thank you today for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. Please ask others to listen too, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. You can go to our website, www.centralbaptistocala.org. And you go there, you'll see the sermons for the day that are from our radio program, and they'll be posted on there. And you can always go, and then you can hit the recently preached sermons and just follow it all the way down. It'll have radio sermons, our Sunday sermons, and other things. Now, another way to do it is to go to our other website. That's www.sermonaud.com/centralbaptist. And there are over 5,000 sermons on that website of sermons that have been preached right here at Central Baptist Church. And so many of those are radio sermons. We'd love for you to have those to listen to. We have on that particular webpage, you can look at Sermons by Bible and click onto that. It'll bring up books of the Bible. Click on the book of the Bible. And if we preach some sermons from a chapter or verse you're looking for, you'll find it there. Whether I preached it or someone else preached it, whether it's our radio ministry or what have you. But you can always find it in one of those two websites. So let me encourage you to go to our website and listen along. And while I'm saying that, if you'd like to have good gospel preaching, good godly music, then I would encourage you to also go to our website and click on our radio station. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is connected with the Fundamental Broadcasting Network as well, and so we do much with them. And we also know that we have some programs that are different, and we have the music that is good and godly, and you'll just love the music on our radio station, WTYG. Now, write that down, WTYG. Because if you have a smartphone, an iPhone, you can go to the appropriate store, the iTunes or whichever store it is for an app, and you can just type in WTYG, and it is a free app that you can listen to.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant.